You're an idiot because you walk by bending your knees.
I'm walking straight leg,
and there's no cartilage left at all.
We're not going to start any fights.
Hold on.
We're not going to eat all your food. We're going to be very quiet.
I will. No, I am.
I'm going to eat everything I find.
Quail.
Hello and welcome back to the 77th podcast episode of Cars Rule Everything Around Me. You thought I was going to trip, but I didn't. I stumbled. With myself, Edwin, William to my left, and Benjamin behind the behind.
Hello.
At the beginning of every podcast, we answer the question, do cars rule or ruin everything around us this week? William?
A mixed bag I have for thee.
We know something that you guys don't, yeah. And you're not allowed to know yet.
One car I can confirm has been sold, and that is, very sadly, the yellow Clio.
Can't believe it. It was here for a day.
It was, yes.
It was here for one day. We went out to lunch once.
I took it home once.
Yeah.
And that was it. I'm a little bit sad, but it's for a greater good overall. And I thought, you know what? I'm not really getting any use out of it at the moment. It's currently with John at Cormoran, and he caught wind of the fact that I might sell, and he said, Would you like to sell that to me?
He said, how much that?
Yeah, and in that sort of accent. And I sold to him for what I think was quite a good price. He's helped me out quite a bit with that car, and he now knows that car quite well.
Mm.
Almost too well now. It's kind of been the bane of his life, but now it is his car. It all happened quite quickly, actually. I think it was like Friday evening or Saturday, and basically it was sold by Sunday.
Can't believe it.
And the car's still with him. It's a very weird sale, because it's like it wasn't with me. He said, I have the car, can I buy it? Yes, you can buy it.
You have no closure.
No.
You never got to say goodbye.
No.
Crazy.
But you know what? I went for a good old drive in it, used it a fair bit, and you know, that's it. But also got it back on the road and running, and now it works as it should. It's done a few hundred miles now, no starter motor issue.
I'm not happy.
You're not happy?
I haven't mentioned this yet about this car, because you very casually came in today and told us you'd sold it. Now—
Yeah, I forgot.
Remember a bet we had?
Yeah.
I said you wouldn't buy one.
Oh, sorry. Did I miss out on the terms and conditions?
Yeah, but it kind of feels a little bit like, you know, a little bit scammy that you just bought it for a couple of weeks and sold it.
Buying an S2000 and putting it in storage and letting it crust away.
That's a great point.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Now, the bet was not that he would keep it forever.
I know, but it just feels like, I'm not saying—
Do you think he bought it simply— Do you think he spent multiple thousands of pounds just to—
We do know this man.
Win a bet.
We do know this man. He would. But— No, I thought— I'm not saying you've done anything wrong. I'm just saying that it feels a bit...
I get what you're saying, but you're going to have to suck it out.
Also, do you know what, Ben, that means?
What's that mean?
A space in the team has opened up. Team Clio, we know that there can only ever be two. There may not be three. So, Ben, feel free. You know,
I do feel free.
You never know, because look, it's a ticking... It's waiting for me. At any moment, I could buy one.
Yeah, we'll be back.
At any moment, I could be back.
If things don't pan out the way that, you know, Will's hoping...
I might buy like 100.
I will want one.
So that is now gone, basically. I will not see that car. Well, I might see it again, but not in my ownership. McGowan, as you know, is back. Still good.
He's behind us.
It's still working. It's right behind us.
Pantomime enjoyers.
That it exists. The Range Rover, I'm yet to get fixed. That's getting fixed next week, I hope. And then it will get sold. It only really leaves one more car.
Well, no, you don't have any other cars now.
Well, no, I don't, do I? Unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed.
There has been a large movement in the garage of me.
In the tides.
But unconfirmed yet, so there will be news on that. Mixed feelings.
Creamers.
But also have been on the search for a new daily, because again, I've kind of resigned myself to the fact that I think the Range Rover will go. The CV joint exploding has been almost a final nail in its quite large coffin.
Otherwise, trouble-free coffin.
Otherwise, a really trouble-free coffin.
Mm.
Otherwise, a really trouble-free car. And I've done 30,000 miles in it, but after a while, the cost does get a little bit. Even if it works, you're still getting 20 to 25 mpg. They still cost well over, even for me, as an old man with a clean license, over $1,000 a year to insure. 800, everything's just a large number. You need a tyre, it's going to be it's just expensive. So I would like to end that and put that money into fun cars.
Yes.
That would be nice, because you don't mind spending that on a lovely blue sky weekend car.
On a yellow sky car.
Yeah, you know, well, maybe you can't see the sky. So I've been looking at dailies, and I haven't come to a decision.
But there's a vibe.
And it is an Italian vibe. And they've been looking at 159s.
Second Lamborghini Gallardo to daily.
I thought I'd go with the Vert, you know, for that one. But I'm looking at 159s because I think they look so cool. I've been looking at like Passats, and I'm very sorry to say it, like Golfs and even like Fiestas and Focuses. And I can't bring myself to do it. They're economical and they work and they're cheap to fix and they're cheap to run, but I can't do it. But something like a 159 just feels...
Hey, you're speaking to the wrong person. Ben famously hates them.
You hate the 159? I forgot, but
do you not remember this? This is from early podcasts. Oh, even that's Ben can't remember now.
I don't know what car it is, to be honest.
We'll show you a picture in a sec. But thankfully, again, this episode of the podcast has been sponsored by the guys at Car Vertical. It saved me a load of time. I haven't been to view any cars yet, but I've looked at a bunch online, done a Car Vertical check beforehand just to see. And some of them I've been either, you know, put off or encouraged by the Car Vertical check. And it's just a very, very handy thing to do when you're looking at a car. Never leave any stone unturned. And a Car Vertical check should be your first step.
Yeah, it can be something completely innocent from the seller. They might not know they've been sold a dodgy car, or it might be something they're trying to deliberately hide. We have been always using it. The amount of cars that has turned up that we've gone, this looks okay, and it's then turned out to be a dog, is worth running your checks. So you can get a discount of 20% if you use our code CREAM, or if you're doing multiple throughout the year, you can bundle them together, get 50% off your next check. Shout out Car Vertical. Do your checks before you buy them.
Not get swindled by Ben, Alfa Romeos online.
Ben, here you go. Here is a photo of an Alfa Romeo 159.
Don't tell me that is not one of the best looking modern cars. I know it's modern. I'm saying we're talking about a 17-year-old car basically at this stage. Almost 20 for the old ones.
I know what this is now. I like the rear is nice. The interior is nice. The front, I just, it doesn't do it for me. I don't like those headlights.
The best front ends of all time. I don't think Alfa have made a better looking car since.
Agreed. Fully agreed.
And I know, like, the Giulia looks great and stuff, but it isn't that.
You know what? The Giulia could be any car. If you took the front nose, what's it called? The Alfa.
Scudetto?
Is that what it's called? I should know that, and I don't. But if you took that off, it could be any car. It could be an N3, it could be this. Yeah. But when you look at the design of this, like the inset lights and then the like overhanging bonnet, it's so perfectly Alfa. It's so good.
I used to want one many, many moons ago, and I ended up having a Brera when I was like 19. And to be fair, it was actually a bit of a letdown. It was kind of, as a 19-year-old with V6, it was cool, but it was not a great car at all. But now I want a 159. Either it'll probably be a diesel, annoyingly, just because of economy and what such. But that's a TI one, or at least that's the TI wheels. So it's got the really cool wheels. I don't mind red, but you can get them in black on tan, Benjamin.
That would be best spec.
And it all feels, they've got like Alfa stitched into the headrest. It just feels a little bit more, not necessarily premium. It's
special.
A bit more Italian. Yeah, it's a bit more.
There is something. When you compare that side by side to an E90 3 Series.
Yeah, just Repmobile.
There's just something, like the 3 Series is just a 3 Series. Mm. There's nothing to make you stir, to use the James May coin.
When I was looking at them, before, obviously, it was like 13 years ago or something, and they didn't have the same sort of issues they do now, which is rust. Mm. I was quite surprised. I thought, I'll get them on 159. They're perfectly good. And then you have a look online, and it's like subframe corrosion, sill corrosion is a massive thing. So try to find a clean one. It's going to be difficult. I'd quite like a 2-litre diesel or sport wagon.
That would be perfect. Spaghetti
automatic. Wagon. Also, they have Vauxhall GM engines and gearboxes and whatever else, but the gearbox is a massive weak point, apart from apparently the 2-litre diesel. That's what
so
I'm
you want
for.
2-litre, ideal world, 2-litre diesel, wagon, which sport wagon or spaghetti wagon.
I'll take a saloon. But wagon.
Colour?
I like black. I saw a white one. I was very surprised that I liked that. Like a white, even over a tan or a black leather would do me. There's not many colours, if I'm honest.
I always liked, and I looked when I was, this would have been just when I met you at Car Throttle, I was looking at 147 standard because I couldn't insure anything else, but they did like a metallic red, a dark red. I'm number one red hater.
Rosso
Competizione, I think.
Competizione, it's the 8C colour.
Yeah, exactly 8C colour. That on a 159 and a 147, ooh, that's nice. I like that.
I think it's quite rare.
It's very rare.
Someone did it on a Brera.
Yeah, it's like, really rare.
But yeah, just feeling a little Alfa. I mean, that could be a dreadful mistake, but who knows?
Hey, man, you've got to have some form of Italian in your life. You've already got one. Sorry, yeah.
We've got to fill that gap, haven't we?
Ben. Okay. Well, rule, because you've been driving your SC1000 around. Okay. Well, you know what? Seeing as the Megane is back, we need some sort of Fugazi to keep the creamers going with. Mm. So like you know, it switched from the Megane's coming back every week to I'm getting the S2000 every week.
Mm-hmm.
I think this time next week, Ben's going to go, no, no, there's a reason. There is a reason not to.
Something shall befall you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll go, oh, I can't.
I can't. How could I?
I can't. I can't. Why? Because I can't.
Now, would you... You're going to start draining it then? You're going to start driving it home, back and forth?
What if...
So why is it... How's it coming back from the unit? You'll swap the... So the Golf's sitting in the unit. You know, we're tucking that away for the summer. Keep the miles off it. Oh, okay. Back it goes in. Nah, surely not. Shit. Ben with the little S2000.
In deep storage.
Yeah. But so are you excited? Okay, that sounded...
That didn't sound... Honest,
that sounded not convincing.
That was, do you love me? Yeah, sure. So you want to put it to the test?
Now, I just want to flash back to the last week where we were making fun of Ben for him, you know, schizo Ben flip-flopping, where he'd go, I don't know, I'm ready to sell it. And then last week he was, I love it. That's an amazing car. And then this week Ben is, yes, you know, I'll see if I like it.
You're at that stage, it's like it's a relationship that you're basically at the end of. But like, you got that one last thing where you go, look, let's have a sit down. is there something we can do? Is there something we can do? And the S2000, it has to perform.
Yeah.
The S2000 has to do something that really gets your hair going.
And then the back end just switches around and he goes, right, that's it.
He goes, I knew you've always been like this.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like it. Right, okay. Yeah.
Like what else?
Like your investment portfolio.
Yeah.
Or your estate agent.
Business portfolio that he owns.
Yeah.
Have you successfully managed to buy the entirety of Bristol yet? Have they accepted the offer? Okay, yeah. Well, exactly. They're a little bit frosty now, aren't they?
Liquidity is not great until that money comes back in.
I'm going to say it is rule for me. It's rule for me. I've been driving the TVR a little bit. I love it. I do really love that car.
Mm.
I know it's... It keeps making me think, do I have that? And I go and look at it. I'm like, I have that.
That's mine.
I took it to take Will to an undisclosed location.
Mm.
To pick Will up, sorry, because he didn't have a way home. From an undisclosed location on the weekend. And then I went, oh, let me run into town and get a haircut. Parked the car up. A creamer actually came up to me. And as he was speaking to me, someone reversed into the TVR, which was nice.
How do you do that? It is green.
Do you know what the guy said to me, right? I was actually not too upset because it's a 150,000 mile car. Yeah. It has scratches all over the front end anyway, and it didn't make much of a mark. But he said, I parked up, got the car, was talking to this guy for a few minutes. This guy just reversed at 2 mile an hour into it. And he went, oh, were you always there? I went, it is bright green, if I'm honest. And he went, yeah, fair. But he immediately back, he was being like, yeah, no, sorry.
He was trying to get out of it. No, you were like, you must have just dashed
into that space.
You must have reversed into me. Meanwhile,
the bright green objects right behind him, the alien UFO. But no, it's fine. I've polished it out already. It was just a little scratch. Tis butter scratch. But other than that, I think I'm happy. I've driven the Clio to work every day. That's working. Alignment's a little bit rough on that at the moment. It kind of went from quite a cool little road track car. I put the coilovers on, haven't aligned it yet. And now it's kind of just Cadillac in nature. A little bit soaring at the wheel, which is nice. But not much to report. It hasn't been much. So it's
we are
doing something this week on Thursday. I'm quite excited for.
Oh yeah, we're going abroad on an Ollie day.
To buy a car. Ben's not. Ben deliberately set this all out so that he wouldn't come with us.
It was the country. It was the country and he said, I don't want to go there.
And said,
I know someone from there.
I'm busy that day. And then we said, what about this day? And he went, I'm on holiday that day, so I can't really do that.
As per usual, yeah.
One like 7 week holiday and you know.
Yeah. Ben is the person who scans the calendar for like how to maximize those holidays. So if Ben's not on the podcast for the next, I don't know, 3 months, just because he's only taken 3 days off.
Yeah.
But we won't see him for a few months.
He's managed to. Yeah.
What I've dedicated my life to is revenge.
A brand new drama based on the best-selling novel.
They think they're better than us.
Who do you think you are?
Well, I'm going to prove to them that they're wrong.
She's punishing me.
You destroyed my family. I will not rest until I've destroyed yours.
A Woman of Substance on Channel 4. Stream now.
While you're on holiday doing Nish, we're in here.
Sipping pina coladas in Exeter or wherever it is you're going.
Right. So that's three.
I didn't actually give an answer.
Yeah, what
mine will be a ruin.
Okay, yeah.
It will be a ruin. There's nothing. no major reason, but it's because it's up in the air.
Two rules and a ruin. Back to the classic. No more triple rules. Shall we get on to some anecdotes and what such?
Edwin, you've put in here that the brown barge goes on holiday.
I've been so excited to hear this. I saw it coming on Saturday evening.
I'll be honest, it's not exactly what you think. Okay. As we said in previous episodes, we now have to remind ourselves by adding extra anecdotes privately to work out what it is. I'm going to describe to you a car.
Can we explain the brown barge first?
The brown barge is your old BMW E61 wagon. It's just an old 5 Series wagon from the 2000s.
Brown.
Brown in nature. And it was, you know, a car, I'd say for sure.
For a while.
And it was brown on brown.
It was brown on beige.
Yeah, which is an interesting spec.
But it was also, it was triple brown because it looked brown. It looked brown externally. It had basically a brown interior. And then also it had been parked in the field, so it smelt brown. Kind of like brown and a bit of green.
Okay, I'm going to describe to you a car. It is a 2010 BMW 535i. That is the N54. That is the big engine in an E60 wagon, 5 Series wagon. But it is an X-Drive, which is an American only. It's a manual.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, manual with an M Sport kit. So he's got the full kit. Cars and Bids, a rival podcast, podcast to us, and one that we have kind of beef with, a little bit of quiet beef with Mr.
Always good to mention small creators.
With Mr. Demure himself. How much did that car sell for?
Dollars. It's America. Is it low miles?
I'm just going to put you out of your misery. It was $52,500.
What the hell?
For a 535.
Surely it's low miles.
No, it's 50,000 miles.
Okay, so it's
low mileage.
Ridiculously low.
But not crazy.
Yeah.
And it was a reel that I was served of Mr. Demure and his band of merry men talking about this car. And they're going, dude, this thing's perfect. Dude, this is the ultimate wagon. This is the best car on earth. I think that's a great deal. What are we talking about here?
50,000.
So like, what is that in pounds? Like 35? 30, like late 30s?
Yeah. We talking about for, like, that is mint M5 money.
Yeah.
That's perfect M5 money. Yeah. I get it, right? It's manual and it's an all-wheel drive one. But this isn't special. I know it is and it's rare. I looked it up and apparently there's something like 50 of these made. So it's a rare car.
That's because it's a weird combination. It's a manual four-wheel drive estate car.
But they're calling it like the ultimate station wagon, like the ultimate wagon.
Yeah. That would be an M5.
I've just described an RS4, but with a bad engine.
Exactly. There's RS4s, there's RS6s, there's M5s.
Yeah.
Why are we getting so excited about an engine that is, hey, look, you can fight about the M54 into the ends of the earth. They are not great when they're not well looked after.
Oh, they can
if
be,
they're well looked after, amazing engines. But they're not bulletproof where you can, you know, run them like a 2J badly on no oil and it goes, yeah, I'll just deal with it.
It's not special enough. I know it's a good engine and you can make power and it's powerful enough as it is standard, but it's not like, you know, last of its kind engine. It's not like an S8, a V10
also,
or a V8. It's
replaced by the M55, which was arguably better. Yeah. People are going to get upset about that. But hey, the M55 made it into an actual M car. Yeah, 1M, you can argue. And then it replaced again by the B58.
Mm.
Let's stop the argument there.
Yeah.
But more importantly, you spend $50,000 on an E61, on a brown barge, a variant of brown barge.
Ben Stein's
no, it's black.
You know what?
It's black.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going for.
No, unfortunately, not the.
Is it like a? This is individual sepia green Grün Magrunic, and the interior is an extended, half leather, half suede Majingus.
Black over black.
Great.
It's just black over black. Or maybe it is an individual color, but it looks to be black over black.
It's individual black.
Yeah. As in, this is the only one of this exact car painted in this color.
It's black.
But I just, that was, that's, you know what? it just confused me. But it confused me more that I was expecting some reaction of like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And they were all like, yeah, no, this makes sense.
That's totally normal. Like, absolutely.
I'd pay that. I'd happily pay that.
Well, I wish I was at the auction.
Because the equivalent,
put a paddle in my hand.
The equivalent is when an American car comes here, we don't go, whoa,
yeah,
that's so rare, we need it. No, it's still worth £11.
Yeah.
And we go,
That car's ripe for just sitting in the corner of Facebook Marketplace somewhere.
Yeah.
On a slightly overgrown grassy driveway.
Yeah.
With a sort of grey painted house.
And then just the corner of an American flag visible somewhere. Hidden behind perhaps a Vauxhall combo van that's also on the drive as well.
God.
What we got next?
Not James Bond. We'll get to James Bond. Perhaps that was a crafty little retention thing for you all.
Ooh, Ben is the new James Bond. Confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed.
That's it.
M3 wagon thing. And for that, I will have to tell you, last year, BMW did some form of japery, some jokery. They did an April Fool's thing saying...
I pulled up the wrong photo. Apologies.
Oh.
I thought you meant that thing.
No. We can mention that afterwards.
Yeah.
This is a race car that BMW are actually going to race this year. That is based on an M3 Touring.
This is cool.
Now, this will be some weeks old by this point, but we missed it last week.
Heard it here third.
Possibly even later than third at this stage. But yeah, last year there was an April Fool's thing saying, haha, what if we made these guys? I think one was an M2 Dakar, and then there was an M3 Touring GT3 Evo. But now they've said, yeah, no, it was funny, but actually we are making that. So that car is actually going racing. So it has got a ridiculous rear wing.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It reminds me a little bit of the John Olsen,
yeah,
RS6 many moons ago.
Do you know what? Wagons have had in previous times a place in racing. You got 850 BTCC Volvo. So why not run it? Let's see what it does.
But I think that's cool. P58 engine. It's apparently like a little bit longer and a tiny bit wider, I think, than what you'd have usually had, I think, with an M4.
He's got some width on it.
But what I now want to see is that without a livery,
yeah,
on the street.
So we can have an M3 Touring.
A Touring.
So it's a GT3 racing. Non-race car, or it'd be a Touring RS.
Touring. It's for touring, but racing.
But like racing. Not the one you're thinking of. Yeah. If you try and put your dog in the boot, it is going to hit its head on some scaffolding.
Yes.
It's going to be a little bit upset.
But then in also news that we weren't expecting perhaps to speak about, or at least I wasn't, is that there's a company making an E46 Touring.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, I know nothing about
this. Well, no, that's called BMW. They make the E46 right. Touring. But what a company in the UK has done is they are now making E46 M3 wagons, something that you can just buy. So if you don't know until now, the E46 M3 only ever came as a coupe. There have been people over the years converting them to M3s, perhaps even Otto Alex himself. Built himself the wagon that he wanted out of his old car. However, this company, which are called, I think, Petroil. Oh, I got a photo here.
Petroleum.
Petroil are building E46 M3s, wagons, but to whatever spec you want. So they've done a launch, which is Laguna Seca Blue over Cinnamon.
Makes sense.
I don't like that spec. I'm not a fan of the spec. I love Laguna Seca Blue. I'm going to say it. Sometimes I like more than Oxford Green. It's the one that originally took my heart for the E46 M3, but over Cinnamon, I'm not too sure it works. I don't really.
I just don't like M3 Tourings.
I kind of get it. I understand it.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's because if you look at the rear quarter, like the upper rear quarter, the boot, let's say the boot and the roof from that corner, that's just the normal E46.
And also the rear lights are the normal touring ones, which are all like the pre-facelift ones. So you don't have, I don't get it. And there's people going, it's blasphemy, but no one really knows why they like it. If you know what I mean, it's just like, they like it because, oh, that should be cool. So I think it's cool. That is a bad shaped car.
It's not as good as a coupe.
It's way worse than a coupe.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's the car that BMW made one. And now people are going, I'm going to make it. But I know, as BMW would have done, but it doesn't look as good as a coupe.
Now, what is cool that they, because it's a company offering it, they have said, you don't have to have an S54. We can do a 0 mile S54, or we can do a V10. We can do an S85.
Oh, wow.
We can do a V8, an S8, an S65. We can do an S6, you know, whatever you want, they will put in there, which I think is cool. If you can go to a company and say, build me a wagon, but yeah, I'm the same. It's just... It leaves me a little bit eh.
You cannot tell me that from the back, like if you cut off the sort of the front arches and stuff from the back, you know, halfway back, that it looks anything other than just a normally 46 Touring. It's just the
exhaust. It needs a little something, not a wing, but a little lip or something.
Fronts all round?
They do look a little bit like fronts all round, which are the 18-inch wheels. They're also technically the incorrect colour. They should be a shadow chrome, not full silver, thank you. But...
I can see why a company's done that, because there's going to be a million and one, I've been yearning for a Touring A46. I just wish they built that.
Could I have houndstooth over houndstooth, like houndstooth on the outside?
How many shades of green do you do? And then on the inside, like a brown
now,
cognac.
On the new M3, where does the M3 wagon sit in your space?
It would sit just below, as in
so you have M3, M4 Touring, M3 Normal, M4.
It goes M3.
Yeah.
Four door. M3 Touring, because I love the new M3 Touring.
His proportions are really designed
to be so.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. And then it would be a M4 after that. I don't really like the M4.
I'm the same.
The M4 is...
Ben?
Is
what the options again? Go again?
So, you've got M3 Touring.
Yeah.
Normal M3, which is a four door.
Yeah.
The M4, which is a two-door coupe, and an M4 convertible.
I'm ranking them.
You're ranking it.
I'm going M3 normal, M3 touring, M4 normal, M4 touring.
Do you know
M4,
what?
M4 touring, M4 convertible.
Now, do you know what? Sometimes I care so little about the M4 coupe that the vert goes above it.
Okay.
Because sometimes I see like a Miami spec M4, which is like kind of a silly loud color on the outside, some big chrome wheels, and then like a light colored champagne interior. And I think, I like the M4 coupe so little that I can deal with that.
It sits somewhere between. I have an M3, but maybe perhaps if I had to have an M4, maybe I just would.
I'll get the vet.
But yeah, no, the Touring, I don't get that. But I'm possibly in a minority there.
I'd be interested to see more specs. I want to see what people come out with, because now that it's a thing that you can just go and buy,
that's
the thing that a lot of people won't want to deal. They'll have the money for it, but they're going to go, I need to go and buy two cars. I need to then pay someone to pull an S54 out. Then I need to go and find a body shop who'll put a rear quarter on. I don't want to deal with this. Mm. Whereas if there's a company like a Singer that you can go to.
Yeah, that's
go,
what I mean. It makes sense.
Make me something. We'll start probably seeing some cool specs.
Do we know?
No idea at all.
Okay, so just revealing it. Because I think we spoke about it briefly on one of the last, if not the last podcast, about M-Craft.
Yeah.
Those 1M ones. And man, that I'm hearing. That
1M.
I
like
1Ms. And even because we were talking about colors and it was like how... I'm not normally a fan. If someone makes either a recreation or something like that, or a resting mod, I like it to go a factory color, but like a factory color, not necessarily a BMW color, but one that fits that model.
Yes.
And it's like, if someone starts painting it a San Marino blue or whatever, it starts to look, it's BMW, but it never was available there.
It becomes a show car.
Yeah.
It looks like a show car.
But those were like, there's an Alpina green one and there's a Hockenheim silver one. And man, it's because they picked the right wheels. It sat just right.
Yeah.
Has the right engine. Man, that is a dream build.
What is your ultimate? Now we're in BMWs here. Let's stay BMW. What's your ultimate BMW build? Does it exist or would you like to make it?
It does.
Okay, what's that?
It would be basically the current generation M3.
Right.
Underneath.
And that's it. Thanks so much for coming, guys.
And then I just pay the monthly finance on it. No, as in like the drivetrain and all that sort of thing. Okay. And then I'd have the current Alpina 3 Series, whatever
so
it is.
So a B3S.
Body. Yeah. But with, is that the Zytus?
Yeah. Because that's got, that has well, the with, S58 engine.
Does
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I think we've talked about this multiple times before.
I love the shape of the, I guess now it's no longer the current 3 Series. The current 3 Series saloon. I've loved that since it came out. So that
front end,
other front end.
Alpina B3 Touring.
What color?
S.
I would, do you know what? Black with a tan interior.
Oh, lovely!
And it's some big old silver. You know the you know when you see like a really tasteful M3 now, and you can get BMW make bright silver wheels from factory.
Yeah.
Well, those wheels are. That's what
you want those wheels.
Yeah.
So you're ripe for a little resto company to come along.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't pinpoint it, but if you go to them with those options and they go, what about this? You go, that is the car. Here is £150,000.
And they go, thanks for the deposit. Paid another 400 in a minute. The sixth generation of Alpina B3 in September 2019 followed the sedan version. Car is powered by the same S58 straight six engine as the M3, but tuned to produce 461 horsepower and mated to an 8-speed transmission and all-wheel drive as standard.
Crazy.
So meaning that you have the looks of an M340, non-big gopping grill, but with the running gear for an M3.
That's my guy.
I'm assuming that's diff and everything and all the driving, real drive mode and all that stuff. Okay.
That's
interesting.
Big.
Simply fantastic. I like those as well. For me, I would still love one day, one of my end goals ever is E31 8 series with the V10. With the
that.
Yeah. Because that's my favorite looking BMW of all time. It is, for me, perfect. For me, impossible.
Ray
Romano.
Rivera.
Yes, Rivera, from Rain Speed Shop.
He built that.
He did.
But again, it's like, as we've spoken about in the past, again, he wasn't necessarily going for the sort of resto mod thing as such. He was just modifying it as he wishes. But it was that vibe where it had a V10 in it. It was very clean, well made, but just a tad, just a bit too much.
Yeah, a little bit too much aftermarket. I just want some Alpina 18s, an Alpina front lip, and some nice interior stuff, and then that'd be happy.
Yeah,
but a lot of people have done it, but there are challenges that you have to deal with. Mm. Like, for instance, the engine doesn't like being in there.
Oh, that's a major.
I don't fit between these strut towers, so if you could deal with that, and then you have to get an angle grinder out, and you go, hey, hi. But so just another episode of three old men shouting at the world turning.
Bring back the old stuff.
It was better back then.
It was way better in 2016. You remember the summer? Ben, you've put in here, James Bond in a BYD. Now, what sort of bollocks is this?
Yeah, that's it's a weird one is what it is. There he is, looking like a thumbnail.
That is a crazy photo.
Basically, Daniel Craig,
Who
played James Bond until recently, has signed some sort of new ambassador deal for Denza,
okay,
a Chinese brand which is owned by BYD. So he's now the face of it.
Lovely.
So he's gone from Aston Martin to this.
Can you describe on the screen what you're seeing?
Okay, so we have got a car. Imagine an estate car from Watch Dogs 2.
Very good description.
And now imagine a giant Daniel Craig staring down upon it.
He is upwards of 40 foot tall with this.
You know, he's also staring directly at you. He's not actually looking at the car.
No.
He's sort of looking at you going, this is a BYD.
And you know what? This is speculation, but he probably got paid. You know, we're probably tens of millions of pounds for this.
I thought you were going to say
they're unhappy about it.
I thought you were going to say this is speculation, but he might not be. He might be photoshopped into that photo. And do you know what, Ben? I'm seeing where you're going with that.
What's it? It's not very well photoshopped. That's like my level of attempt.
Well, we've got this one. There's another photo here.
I saw another one where I actually saw a different one to this. Maybe I saw
the 4x4 one. I couldn't get it up without.
He looks three or four different ages.
Yeah,
in every single one.
Because that is. Also, that's
why
just,
does the,
that's
why does the car generous? Have a baseball cap on?
Now, I knew this would become a question, and I've been wondering this for many moons. The car has a taxi light. Like, you know when you see an old American... No, it's not.
Oh.
But you know when you see an old American film from New York and there's taxis and they've got their little baseball cap thing right above the windscreen, little thing that lights up taxi, or perhaps an English taxi, you know, whichever one you like. I've been noticing it because I saw this in my rearview mirror the other day. A Volvo, which, can you see, has the same thing.
It has a bulge.
What it is, I just looked it up for, is a LiDAR scanner. And it was something installed by like an aftermarket E sort of company. They won like a bid with Volvo to install LiDAR detectors in the front of the car to help prevent crashes and for safety.
3D printing stuff.
Your car's just scanning the road and your 3D printer at home's going...
I could make that a whole BYD in front of you if you like.
M25 southbound, got it. Done.
Yeah, I've got it.
Doing it.
For doing games. Yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, wow. Actually, a great idea.
Scanning tracks and towns.
But so, and also there was supposedly a story I found of if you held your phone camera up to it, it would destroy your phone's camera, which is nice. It's LiDAR to try and help prevent crashes. It started as a factory standard equipment thing for Volvos. Then it became optional, and now it's been cancelled. So I'm not sure it's gone that well, but I believe...
We'll speak to Daniel Craig.
Well, he's going to... And you're going to say, Daniel, mate, what is the new... hold on. Z9 GT's roofline about? And he'll go, that's the LiDAR scanner. It prevents... what it does is shoots rockets.
Yeah, it can scan your baddies in front of you. Ooh, and really print them for you. And you can do whatever with them what you like.
What? I just think
it feels like a cop-out, doesn't it, from old James?
But I mean,
money talks.
Money does talk. But let's be real here, James.
You would?
I don't think I would.
I would for like call it okay. Right now,
how much?
I'm a Chinese factory
Good
making
morning.
Cars.
Hello there.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, William. You're from the Cream podcast, is it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I love your work.
I know you haven't watched a single.
I've watched all of it.
You haven't.
How about $10 million to have your face?
All right.
on
I don't care what you whatever you've said.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
Can I buy, is it enough? $10 mil
$10 mil You're buying a
dollars.
Yeah, no, we're going to go, yeah,
dollars.
Dollars, there's taxes, so you're probably
realistically,
taking home.
I'm only really talking like one Zonda and a bit of chump change.
You're talking like $4 mil take home British.
Oh, he's talking about the tax as well.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's not worth it.
No, you're not so having four million.
4 million quid like, take
four
home.
Million pounds. £4 million
in your hand right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but how can I come on this podcast ever again after, how many times have we abused electric cars?
Yeah, true, but then, at the same time, you'd have a Zonda sitting behind us, not the McGann.
Yeah. Perhaps.
So you're saying no to four million quid?
It would make things much easier.
It would, yeah, no. Yeah. Your life would be, I'd call it life-changing
also,
money.
Also, people forget.
Exactly.
People forget.
Do you know what? In 20 years, if someone says to me, remember Daniel Craig? I'm going to go, that bloke from the Denzer ads.
Yeah.
No,
he wouldn't stop promoting him electric cars, would he?
I'm going to go, what, James Bond?
But then what you might get is, yeah, he was James Bond. You go, yeah, he sold out though, didn't he? Yeah, BYD.
And then he drives past you in his Zonda and goes,
I think, Will, for £4 million, I think you're doing it.
What's the number? Clear in your account, you finished it.
I'm going 20.
Post-tax number?
20 yeah, yeah. Mil.
If I could clear a...
20?
If I could clear a comfortable seven figures in the account.
Seven?
Where's the decimal point, though? It's 200, it's one, but with...
Yeah. The cut, a million quid... Just like flat art taxes, I'm happy.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
Just know that they're going to be listening to this, writing it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what, they're going to give me a million quid? Oh, no, please don't do that.
Right. That's what I'm saying is, but by you underselling yourself by saying 200.
Exactly.
They just wrote down one and they did the comma.
Yeah, because you can-
000 and then they went, oh, you said that number and they just scrubbed it off.
Yeah,
give them a grand.
Don't speak to them anymore.
You can come down, but you can't go back up, can you?
That's a great
so
question.
So I'm going to drop 10 mil.
10 mil,
but
nice.
I'll take a million. Okay. So basically, it's 2 mil.
You're just laying it out on the table. You're like, let's save some negotiation time. You're going to knock me down to 2. I'm going to go back up to, let's just call it a mil and then we're happy.
Yeah, I called it BYD. It's not BYD.
2 mil, bit of tax.
Who is that?
No, it's a subsidiary of BYD.
Oh, right. So they are related to. Yeah. Right. They're called Denza.
Yeah. There's no amount of money, but this week's episode is sponsored by Denza and I'm a big fan of them. They've got these new electric cars. Yeah. I couldn't say how much.
I heard you arrive in your new Zonda this morning. That was a surprise for sure.
I do it for...
Can I guess?
Yeah.
I think you do it for half a mil.
I think I do it for less than that.
Really? quarter
mil? Sure, why not?
Really?
What if there was an offer of a car?
A Denza?
Yeah.
I take it.
You know what? I really love the offer. I think you guys are amazing. I think I have to pursue different opportunities at this time.
What's it worth, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How much to... Okay, so it's the same question, but you can only drive a Denza now for the rest of your life.
Oh, now that.
Wait, hold on.
I would not.
Just a daily, or that's my only car?
You can have one other car.
Or you can't be seen.
I have to be Batman.
But you know, like, is it
how? No,
that's
my thing.
Celebs do like, they like, I'm sponsored by, you know, like F1 drivers are like, yeah, sponsored by Tag or whatever. It's like, oh, you've got to whack that on.
And they whack them off.
I like variety as the spice.
Mm-hmm.
You can have one other fun car of your choosing. Obviously, you
at any point, as in at any time, I can keep swapping out my second car. You can have a BYD or a Denza. Ooh, that's a good one.
No, do you know what? You have one, you can choose one fun car as well, but ignore that part. This is just basically how much are you taking for this?
I don't know that that's...
Because I don't think there's a price for you guys because you're too obsessed with cars.
No, because I'd be like...
Indefinitely for life or is it 10-year contract?
Indefinitely. You have one car.
No, I can't do that.
Because if it was like 10 years and I'm getting like £1 billion, then I'd think about it because I could build my collection in the background.
Do you know what that is? That's just doing prison. Yeah. That's 10 years of prison, and then you get out and you're like,
but I'm free. It's car arrest. I'm on Denza arrest.
You get a brand new Denza.
That's what Daniel Craig's on right now.
You get a brand new Denza.
He doesn't look very pleased about it.
Now, this is what I wanted to say earlier. All of the ads I've seen, he looks angry. Yeah. He looks like he's ready to punch out the lights of the man who's just gone, all right, just take a step in front of that Denza, please.
Can I have
He's giving it the James Bond sort of smolder, which is ruining, you know, it should, yeah. I don't think he should do that.
Sorry, but can I actually have your number?
As his manager.
What?
Well, you didn't say
I don't have a number.
So it's not happening.
I can't do that.
You say no.
For doing it with a lifetime.
Lifetime, no. One other car.
Lifetime signing with Denza. No other cars are allowed.
So Will, sometimes, but you could have like a Merch Lager.
You have to, no, but I can't use it, can I?
Why? I said one other fun car.
Yeah, I know, but I want other things.
Wow, okay, so maybe the Merch Lager isn't that important
then. I want to see other people as well. But that's what I mean, variety. If all you have is from that to one other car, it will get tiring after a while.
All you got is a Merch Lager. Oh,
it's like just going from your bedroom to the kitchen forever.
But fair. With £1 billion.
No, but you never go outside.
What do you do with £1 billion?
What are you going to do? Just keep eating?
No, because you can still do other things. It's not
also,
like you can...
Also, this kind of argument is a bit lost on Ben, because Ben's already there.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Ben's like, what am I going to do with another £1 billion?
Why would that make a difference to me?
Yeah. Oh, £1 billion, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ben's going, have you ever heard the term drop in the ocean?
This one, it won't even make a noise. My bank won't even notify me that's gone in. Yeah.
They might say we are your bank, but they won't say exactly, a deposit of £1 billion.
You'll see it come in and you'll go, oh, lovely, that's my 1% interest. Fantastic.
Oh, interest rate's a little bit low.
So yeah, Chinese companies just rolling us out left, right and centre there.
Shout out Denzel.
James Bond and Volvo and the baseball cap thing. Didn't know about that. Ben, I'm going to read this verbatim. Okay. Quail.
Right. Me when I'm on a shooting trip, but I'm blind.
Could you advance?
So we're going this year to Monterey. Carl,
get out of here.
Another
one. We mentioned this before, but we're putting more feelers out.
Ben's upset because he did a media inquiry.
No,
I've
applied for media passes for us for the Quail. And he has a big event at Monterey Car Week. And, you know, we didn't hear back instantly. And granted, the time, local time for them was 3 a.m.
Yeah. So
I haven't heard back today. So we would like to extend anyone who has any access or knows anything about anything, get us in, please.
Now, this is why I decided to let this run. I'd like to understand, who do you think is watching this?
I think there's people.
Although,
We went to McLaren Technology Centre.
We went somewhere recently. MTC.
Yeah.
We went somewhere recently. We went to...
What's that mean?
Where'd you go?
Where did we go?
Do you want to say it?
We went to an exquisite car selling department.
Who...
What does that mean?
A department store for selling exquisite automobiles.
Enjoy Monterey, Carl.
They famously enjoy Monterey. We have been visited there once, and we had a tour and what such, and we very much enjoyed it. And... much to our surprise, two or three people that work there, they had, oh yeah, I listened to the podcast and watch the channel. And I was stunned to my core that someone who can deal with what they deal with every single day will then come home or on their commute to work or come home and go, you know what, whack the cream podcast on. Let me hear Ben talk about his billions. Let's hear about custard and whatever else they're talking with bees.
That was in the preamble.
We didn't talk about custard.
Yeah. I got it mixed up with bees, didn't I?
Can we just cut in one quick custard clip here?
Bird's custard! Bird's custard.
Is it birds? No, birds.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. Yeah, that was nice in my ear.
I just want custard now.
It's not very audio friendly.
No,
just why? It doesn't matter.
Please, this might be what ends up being on a Patreon if we do start it. It'll be a 30-minute ramble about custard beforehand.
But anyway, putting custard to one side, I want to talk about Monterey Car Week.
I'd never do that.
We don't know who's out there listening, but it's worth an ask.
Who do you think, for no reason? Best case, who do you think is listening?
Gordon Murray, Christian von Koenigsegg, Matej Rimac.
All together.
We know that they're not.
Around like us.
But what we're hoping for is that someone close to them is.
Yeah.
Their partners, or their best friends, their brothers, their mothers.
Do you know what? We can provide social media content. Sure. Part of a video, we can provide.
We can also provide entertainment in the form of jokes.
Yeah, you haven't seen it here yet, but just trust we can do that. Like, if the
Richard
time
Porter
came,
we'll make a song.
Exactly. We'll do Christian von Koenigsegg's at day at Quail.
We just want to go to the Quail more than anything. Please.
Okay. So that's a shout out.
I don't think it's a lot to ask. Because we're not saying it's not like, give me a car.
No.
I want you to just let me into your establishment.
What's three more?
That they charge £2,000 each for.
But what is that actually worth? They're renting the place out.
What's it worth to you?
They're renting it out. It's not their place.
We don't have, like...
It's not worth anything to me. I'll do like an Instagram post.
For Denza.
We're not going to start any fights.
Hold on.
We're not going to eat all your food. We're going to be very quiet and polite.
No, I am.
I'm going to eat everything I find. Now, hold on. We're missing. It's been looking us in the face the entire time. Denza can get us in.
Denza could get us in.
If they can put a giant Daniel Craig behind their car, they can get us into the Quail.
That's true.
I think.
Is their marketing budget not now?
Where is the Quail?
True.
Where is the Quail?
It's at the
Quail?
Peninsula Hotel.
Is it by the sea?
No, it's in Carmel Valley.
You famously drove past it. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
remember
no. I don't know why I thought. I was thinking of Pebble Beach.
Yep, no, different.
I was thinking of getting in by boat.
Also,
or by helicopter.
Also, just for people that aren't aware of Monterey, the sea line is it goes up to a road which is public access. So you'd arrive by boat just to be on the same road that we were on without access. Anyway.
Is it 17 miles?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So you'd kind of arrive and then go, I'm in it, and go, they go, no, the line starts here.
But depending on the boat, if I point it out and go, I've just come off that boat, they go, oh.
True, yeah, no, that's
if
true.
If I just got out of a Yukon, they probably go, well, you're probably a tourist, aren't you?
Now,
if I had shorts on as well.
Let's get crafty. How are we getting in?
I've said it before, I'm willing to sneak in. But Ben doesn't want to do it.
I think we go in one of those big long trench coats, all three of us sat on each other.
Also,
that's going to be very long.
And then we go, Mr. Klingenberg, lovely to see you.
That would be 18 feet of man.
Sure, yeah, why not?
That'd be big. But they let us in, they go, cool, look at the size of him. He must mean business.
I
reckon we could blag our way in.
I think we could. But also the same people who do have the ability, who are just about to send off a message, hearing us go, I'll sneak in. Yeah, fine. Go, right, delete that email.
What do you mean by that? You will sneak in.
On a real one, please. We will be good.
No, we won't. We'll be good.
We actually do behave ourselves.
Like last minute.
We'll behave ourselves.
We'll try to behave ourselves.
Last minute, if I look through the gates and I see something I'm interested in,
he's making a run for it.
I will have to use some speech skills.
Speech? You're gonna try? Yeah. You're gonna try and smooth talk with the quail?
What would you? All right, I'm the security guard. I'm the security guard at the quail.
I'd laugh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're together. We haven't got into the quail.
I'm dead. Obviously.
I've gone. I'm not sneaking in. I'm gonna go back.
It's just me and you.
Edwin's swimming to the Pebble Beach.
Right. Okay.
I'm gonna go back to silliness. I'm done. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're now on your own, and you it's either you come with me back.
No, it's
to
just me.
It's just
or,
you.
Or you got to get in.
And you're dressed the part. You look great.
Go.
What time is it?
I go.
What time is?
I go. Sorry. Why are you looking over there? I'm here.
It's still early. Because was it 9 o'clock it opens?
Why is there two security guards?
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, you don't know who he is.
Ignore security. Ignore that guy. I don't know.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, so quite early.
You're wearing linen.
You're all
kitted out. You've got your pass. Sorry, you haven't got a pass.
I forgot my pass.
Incredibly prestigious event. Hi. Hi, you're English. You're clearly not from here.
Yeah,
can you do the accent,
I came all
the way. Oh, hi, you're English. You're not from here.
I came all the way.
Sorry, why'd you give me attitude there? That's a bit of a crazy one.
I came all the way here, and I've left my pass inside.
That's great. You left it inside.
I came out for a smoke with Christian. Do you know Christian?
Which guy? No, Christian.
No, Christian and Gordon went out for a ciggy.
Who are they?
They made some of the greatest cars the world's ever seen.
Okay.
Mr. Koenigsegg and Mr. Murray.
Okay.
Tash shirt, not a lot of hair, another shirt.
That's one guy?
Two guys.
In one shirt?
Don't take the piss out of my friends.
Two guys.
They're friends.
Okay.
Okay, and your security, so let's not take the piss out.
All right. I'm sorry about that, sir. Sorry, okay.
Yeah, so that's
don't
what I do.
Take the piss out of my friends.
So if you've...
Side note, I've got to guilt trip him. I've got him now.
Okay, go on.
So now he's thinking, I've offended his mate.
Okay.
I've left my pass in there.
Right, okay, let me get to that.
My mate's about to do a speech.
Hold on, you've already been inside, right?
Yes.
So where did you leave your pass? You've already been, so you know where you went.
In the VIP area.
Where's that?
In the top.
It's all flat. It's on a golf course, sir.
Yeah, no, but it is at the top because there's an elevated area.
Like in a bunker?
You wouldn't know.
No, I've only ever been here.
Yeah, like how would you know at the gate?
Yeah.
Idiot. Gordon and Chris, you can see them walking off.
Okay.
Look over there.
Okay.
Look, can you see them?
Oh, just behind me there.
And I'm in.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. So like you use, but you could have just from
I would
the start
use
gone,
theatricality
what's that?
And deception are powerful agents to the uninitiated.
Okay.
Or so, allies.
But you're in at that point.
Yeah, and then I'm in. And then he turned around and go, well, where did he go?
Oh, bloody hell. Anyway, that guy must have left.
Oh, he's got a massive trench coat coming. Yeah.
But it's just you in a really long trench coat.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think we're in.
So please.
The quail organise us listening to
anyone, security. So
absolutely. Let's ramp up security.
If you do
and intelligence of security.
Work for the quail. Sorry. Can we come in anyway?
Can we come in? We'll make some content. We'll have a good time. We'll be very polite and we'll say please and thank you.
Mm. But we will eat every single piece
of
food. Absolutely, yes.
And
right. What we got next?
What do we have next? We have, right, I think, our penultimate.
Yes.
Penultimate. Before we get to something else, which will happen at the end. We will do a tier list. We did a tier list, I think, a couple of weeks ago.
It was last week.
The world's worst drivers.
Yeah.
And it was actually a pretty poor list. Pretty annoyed about how that came out. But this week...
Game's the game.
We will be speaking about and ranking
Ben?
The worst modifications, I believe.
Visual modifications.
Okay,
visual.
Sure.
So I've gone through and I've made a list of what I think and what I think you think are the worst visual modifications.
Okay. Where do stretchy tyres and rusted arches come on that?
And let's like blue just, paint work.
A rusty arch's a mod, is it?
I think it's on there. I was teasing Ben about what's on his list. Said, have you got this? He went, yeah.
He went, yeah, and then went.
Yeah, so visual mods only.
Yes.
So like pops and bangs.
I did have pops and bangs, but then you decided you wanted visuals.
Pops and bangs.
Sorry,
speak of stage
you
talk.
You decided you wanted
I flirted visual. At McDonald's earlier and you said.
So they're not have, that could be next week. It could be
sure.
next year.
Sure.
We don't know.
I have 13.
Okay, that's 13. Not helpful for a top 10, if I'm honest.
Can it be top 13?
So we're doing a top 13.
Why not?
And we are going to, you're going to give them to us and we will rank them blind.
We'll do 10.
Great.
I'm happy with 13.
All right, also, we'll do 13.
This is what TDC is all day, by the way. This is
it's just right. a shouting right. shower that someone finally gets
up. Top 13, worst modifications, right. blind ranking.
Yeah, so the way this works, listeners, is that if they put in, if I say Will's mods, something, a mod they don't like, and they say, number one, that's my worst mod, that's locked in.
Nothing can go
if something worse than that comes up, tough.
Hey, that's
and we'll
the game.
See where it goes. Right, number let's one. Start. F1 Rain Light.
Ooh, tough. Ooh.
Really not a fan.
Difficult to rate something also.
You've got 1 through 13 is free.
But realistically, not. There's going to be some worse ones. So
also, I'm thinking as a mod.
Do you know what I think maybe? I think this maybe starts at like a 6 because it's middle of the road and then we can gauge the rest of them from 7. Worse or better than that. 7?
7 is like...
Gives us some
it's
space.
Not halfway because we can't actually physically do halfway.
No, because Ben's made this stupid list. Right, let's do that then. Number 7.
Number 7 is F1 Rain Light.
Oh, Ben just texting on his phone, is he?
And our
Putting
next
it
one.
In the list, you big.
Could we get the next one so we can think about it while you message? Yeah,
while you just play.
Okay, the next one is
birds.
Going to be wheels, but no lows.
Oh.
So you're putting aftermarket wheels in your car, but you're not lowering it, you're keeping the standard fitment.
You know what?
It really upsets me.
It upsets me, but I think that you have to identify cause and what they mean by it.
Okay.
Do they could they only afford the wheels at the time being and next month means they're getting
that's
lows?
Fine.
It doesn't
or
matter.
Have you put the wheels on and you go,
that's fine.
You've just seen the car. You don't know the
for that reason I think it's possibly ranks low.
It
ranks it's not that it's relatively inoffensive, but it depends on your intent.
See, to me, I'm it's more is it annoying more annoying than rain lights?
What if though you see someone with a delicious set of T37s on their car but they haven't quite got around to lowering it
but
yet.
That's my biggest issue because you were so close you had everything and then you let it fall
next week.
But you don't know that
next week.
You do not know
next
that
next week lows
but how do you know that
but this is the thing you're making assumptions here
and that makes
an ass out of me and you
no not ass but sure
assume
right I want to say I want to go in at 5.
Ooh, I would have put him below. I would have put him lower, but I would be happy to meet you at 5. I think it's harsh on some, but I think there are many that deserve 5 or more.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one on the list, we've got big stance camber. We're talking. We're going like 10 degrees of camber.
You know what? This ranks highly for me.
I hear it.
I can't. I know everyone was saying it respect all builds and not all of. If our tastes were all the same, it would be boring. That looks like ass. Like a one, you are destroying your car drives like ass, like actual feces. Your car drives like she eat, and it looks like ass. And you're going through tires at a rate of knots. What's
hey,
cool?
Just swap them around, mate.
What's cool here?
You got the other inside of the tyre to use.
I don't get it.
3
get
or
it.
4? Because we've got to leave 1 and 2. There's going to be something worse.
I could go 2.
But should we say 3 then?
I'd be willing to say 3.
If I'm 4 and then you're 2.
3, but just know if it's you, I could easily see you at 1 or 2.
Okay.
Especially
me
if
planning
it's,
things with my friends.
Especially if it's if it's not solid, static.
Static, yeah.
If you
no,
think,
no
if
air
you go,
ride.
Yeah, but it's no air ride. Why would you do that? It's like me saying, you know what? You're an idiot because you walk by bending your knees.
I'm walking
straight leg and there's no cartilage left at all. I'm straight up smashing bone on bone.
But,
fantastic.
But not because they've had any sort of medical issue. They've just gone, I think it's cooler.
I think it's cooler.
I think it's better.
Which, all right. Bent legger. More like you straight legger. It's just stupid. You're a stupid, stupid trend and it needs to. I don't see it very often, though.
No,
I will say that.
Disappearing more and more.
Yeah.
Thankfully, because they can't make it. It doesn't make it.
They don't make it.
So that's 3, Ben, we've locked in.
Next up, chameleon tint.
Annoying, but not that high up for me.
It's normally joined by other mods.
Yeah.
Like it's when I'm thinking of it, it has to hover around the F1 light.
Do you know what? I'm going to say something. I think a chameleon tint is an accoutrement. It's an addition to a bad build anyway.
Mm.
A whole car can't be made bad by a chameleon tint, if that makes sense.
No.
It's not nice looking, but it's something that adds on to an already terrible car. Yeah. You know, a car with a lot of stance plus chameleon tint, that's a multiplier. That's a 2x multiplier.
Yeah.
But on his own, just a bit annoying.
Double points.
I'm saying I want to go in at like 10 on that.
8. 9.
Okay, 9. We'll meet in the middle of 9. Let's run that. Ben, I have no idea what numbers we have left.
I'm
going to be completely honest.
I'll tell you
this
now.
This is why 13 was not great.
Well, it's my list.
It means we've got, 10 left still. So we're now into the top 10.
I think we've done like 4
No, you've
or
got
five.
9 left. You've done 4. So we've got right now 1 clear, 2 clear, 3 big stance camber. We've got 4 clear, 5 wheels no lows, 6 clear, 7 F1 rain light, 8 clear, chameleon tint at 9, and then 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay, we've
clear.
Got the top available and the bottom. Yeah. Right.
So next up is lows, but no wheels.
It's a great... Now, less offensive.
What do you mean?
So we've lowered the car, but it's on standard wheels, standard fitment.
But what's standard fine. Wheels?
Okay, standard fitment.
Standard wheels.
That's important.
So it's everything but your actual physical coil and spring. What does that mean?
No, it has coil and spring.
It has coilovers, but nothing else.
Right.
So okay. You can bring it down. You can't bring it out with a spacer.
Less offensive. An opportunity is missed, but nowhere near as bad as wheels, but without the right fit.
I think it could look worse.
It can.
Because I think a car that's at standard ride height and and the fitment hasn't been sorted, it's standard. Mm. It is what it is. This is somewhat vanilla. But if you decided to lower it, now again, some people will say, the drivers among you will say, I have lowered the center of gravity and I fitted a set of racing shock absorbers so I can go around corners faster. And I have appreciated the fact that adding spaces will ruin my geometry and will mean I'll be tramlining all over the road. That will be those people in some cases. But also, it looks like ass.
If you lower it a load, like you're tucking wheel on a standard fitment, like sunk in wheel with standard, you know, wheels, then it's not. Then that's quite offensive. But on the most part, I think it's less offensive than wheels without suspension. I'd like to go in at like 11 or 12.
11.
Okay, lovely.
Next up, tinted lights. It could be front or rear, just any kind of tinted light.
They really do upset me. I'll be honest. I
very rarely. Do you know what's odd is that some manufacturers have a sort of smoked light, and I don't mind it.
But
there's some. It's like aftermarket window tint. Where you can see the bubbles,
yes.
You can see that it's a film.
Yeah.
It's not like having a tinted glass where you can see that was glass designed to be tinted. It is a tinted glass.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like tinted lights, aftermarket tinted lights are, the whole unit is dark. Mm. It just works less.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, you don't, it's not doing anything anymore. You just now have a black box on the back of your car that glows red vaguely.
Yeah.
There's no point in this. What are you doing? You've just taken away any design language that they built into the light. You've taken away functionality of the light. You've made it worse. What's the point in this?
Especially bad when it's a really dark tint and you've basically made the light black.
Yeah.
Where you then have a car that has yet to be unlocked. That I don't understand. People go for that like full blacked out effect, and you can't see anything either.
Choppers, whoppers. What have we got like around 6? We got anything around
7
there?
7 is 7 free.
We've got, no, 7 has F1 rain light, 5 six has wheels, no lows. 6 is free.
6 is free?
6 feels, it's in the same sort of area as an F1 rain light, but it's almost more idiotic.
Yeah.
So perhaps 6 fits.
I think 6 is nice.
Okay, next up. Sticker slogans. So when someone puts some stupid, what is it, the classic sports mind?
What if it's like sticker? Cars roll everything around me?
Yeah,
cars.
Clowns.
That's not a stupid slogan, though. That's pretty cool. Good branding, really, I think.
Will be available soon. It's a good one. They are almost never, and when I say almost, I mean certainly always, never funny.
No.
They're, especially if it's like a sarcastic one. That PD inside, am I right?
Pedophile inside.
Okay, that's nice. I think it might need to go near the like lower end.
Yeah, it's somewhat harmless. I'm not a sticker man.
No.
I don't like stickers.
On the low end, you have 8, 10, 12, and 13.
Oh, maybe a 12.
12.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Do I thought we had a do? What's at 11?
What's Lowe's No Wheels?
I need to know what's around it. Oh yeah,
Lowe's okay. No Wheels. I think it's less offensive.
It
than
is
that.
It because it is just a sticker. It's somewhat reversible. It's also it depends. I have fitted one actual sticker that had slogan on.
And what
life.
Was it?
And it was on my Fiesta. I hated them then, and I came across it, and I thought, that's funny. It wasn't. It said, "How is my driving?
Oh,
let my mum know. She worries." And that was on the back of my Fiesta, and it was the only sticker I had on that car.
What about the one on the Fiesta that was baby on board, brackets me, I'm crying?
Ah, yes, the famous.
That was good.
Yes, that was good. So it's stuff like that. Let's not do that.
Okay. 12?
12. That is in at 12.
12,
next
that was
up
nice.
On our list, we have got quilted interior mats.
That's a tough one. That's
I don't know what you have available
what,
to
what,
you?
What we got near that?
You've got one,
what's
two.
What's in the top three?
You've got 1, 2, 4, 8, 10, and 13.
It's feeling four for
it
me.
It is feeling four. It doesn't feel, I'm not hating it enough to be at one or two.
No, but it's
four. It is, we've had a car recently come in, a
you'll
secret
see.
Car that has got that. But every time I see it, it makes me
shudder.
It makes me want to start swinging.
I'll be honest, I'm burning it. And it's probably worth some money because of the car it's in. It's probably quite sought after. Mm. I'm burning it. I'm but setting it on fire.
It's never, it's always deemed as a like, it's custom upholstery. It's just a mat shoved in a car, and you can still see the edges. You can see where it ends. You can see where it folds and it moves around. It's never, ever good.
I'm going to extend myself.
Okay.
What does
okay.
that mean then?
Yeah.
I believe, I used to like it. I believe nearly all diamond quilting in any form of car interior, whether it's from a manufacturer or not, is bad.
I would agree.
Okay, I would agree.
If not for
Bentley.
No, because it's bad. That's I used to think the same.
But in a
Continental.
In an early Continental, but like there's some of the Continentals where it's just a little bit more subtle. Ugh. I don't mind it.
I hate it. But I used to love it. I used to, diamond stitching used to be like a, ooh.
Lamborghini stitching, diamond stitching era makes me want to vomit.
Diamond stitching is a cheap nightclub.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's
nasty.
What's the headboard meme?
What's that then?
Yeah, with the meme. The buttons in the headboard. That.
A Chesterfield?
Not a Chesterfield, the
I've
bed.
I've got that.
Crushed velvet.
Oh,
it's crushed velvet. That's yeah. what that is. It's crushed velvet and neons on my, not white LEDs on my house.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's in at where?
This four. Is Cream Podcast, the judging episode.
Four. I'd say four is a solid. You could easily be higher because, again, you are harboring enemies of the state, other mods.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get very upset
on your
one.
Car.
Next
what's
thing
this, what's all this then?
Painted brake drums.
It's tough. You know what is tough, but it's not that offensive because
I thought you'd have a more intense reaction to that.
Do you know what it is? Okay, sometimes they're really bad when they're red. Like, come on, man, what are you doing? But do you know what? A painted brake drum is a sign of a novice.
Oh, hold on though. It has to be like a color. It can't be black.
No, I know.
No, that's what I mean.
But I'm saying, but it's the sign match. Of someone who hasn't yet understood the goal, if that makes sense. Mm. It's a first mod. Mm. It's something you do without knowing.
You haven't got budget.
Why it makes sense. Yeah. Someone goes, yeah, red brake calipers. You go, I'll make my brakes red then. Mm. So it's, you know what it is? It's a little bit innocent.
Yeah.
There's no older choppers doing this. Who's going?
If there are, it's bad, but it's unlikely.
It's unlikely. Yeah. I will.
How immature.
I'd let it off lightly. What have we got on the?
I'd put it at the.
Is it 13?
I'd let it prop the table up.
Wow, you're okay. 8, 10, and 13.
I think 13 feels right.
Wow,
13
I thought you'd have a much more intense reaction.
It's not great to see.
It doesn't fill me with rage.
No.
Like seeing a quilted floor mat.
Okay, next one. Stretch tires.
Again, it kind of
falls
intertwined
into
with the stance geeks.
But then you've got, do you know what? Let's all be honest here. Let's all have, you know, Ben smiling. I can see him. It actually upsets me more on your car than it does on a stance car. Because on a stance car, it has a function. The function is to get the widest possible wheels and then stretch your tires in so it still fits under the arch. But when you have a car that is at a height that it could have chunky tires, it's worse.
Who would do that?
But yours was not done out of... Out of
venom?
Out of deliberosity.
No, it was done out of necessity.
It was done out of, oh, these are actually quite stretched ties and I didn't mean that.
And I will be changing it.
Exactly.
Because it upsets me greatly.
But I will say, now this is going to go against everything I said about stance cars, but there is a level. There is a point you pass. Perhaps it's a camber setting. Perhaps there is a degree at which you go past and I go, no, no.
7,500
RPM. I have no interest. 7.5 degrees, possibly. But where, you know, when someone, especially if it's on air or even maybe if it is static and it sits just right on the wheel and it's stretched, I can go, you know what? A level of craftsmanship or time and effort and research and attempting things has got into this, so I can appreciate it. I would never do it to my car because I don't understand.
It makes it worse.
I don't understand why.
Yeah.
But I can say that someone didn't just buy the wheels and put them on the car. And didn't just buy wheels and buy suspension and put them on the car. There was some work that had to go into it. So I can understand that. But some stretch tires are just dumb.
Yeah, they really are bad.
When you see some tire shops, like, well, people trying to fit them with a tire machine. Wow, wow, we were.
Ben, what have you got left? 1, 4, 8, 10?
Hold on.
Feels like an 8 or a 10.
Sorry,
1, 2, 8, 10.
I think it's somewhere in reality between 2 and 8. But
it shall really
can't
eight.
We can't do that famously.
Defeat the point.
So I think we go 8.
8's fine by me.
So we've got 1, 2, and 10 left.
1, 2, 1, 2, and 10 remaining.
Oof. It's a tough one.
What could come next?
We're gonna fake carbon fiber.
You know what? I don't know if it can be 1 for me.
But it can't
two,
be 1.
2 it could be.
It could also be 10. Because it also feels like that it's, I can't afford it. My budget's low, but I like carbon, so I'm going to make that mistake at a young and youthful age.
It's also true. It's true. Trying, because it could be tasteful design.
Yeah, true.
Now, I don't know what you've got to come.
Also, there are levels. There are levels to fake carbon. Because there are ones like we took off the M140i, which have the weave is literally, it's all over the shop. Yeah. And there are ones that just kind of look vaguely like actual carbon, but aren't.
Now, when you say fake carbon, are we putting wrap in there?
That would count.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's bad.
Because I've done it.
You did, yeah.
But I'd never do it again.
But as a younger
young yob, I went, well, I've got trims in my car, haven't I?
So I've got carbon. So
I have to wrap them in carbon, won't I?
It's
meanwhile,
naive.
The bendy carbon going around corners.
If you've put, I can't say anything because it's not, I'm the judge,
of course,
here.
Yeah.
But if I was to advise you, I would personally say that if you're gonna
no, you can't do this. You can't do this.
If you're going
to
say,
you have to let us make our mistakes.
Let land.
But you were talking about people like painted brake drums as being like a novice mistake.
Of course.
If you're putting that low, then it's sort of below as well.
But what? 1, 2, and 10.
It's a big gamble. I'm willing to do it if you want to do it. Lock it in 10, Ben.
On it.
So right. 1 and 2.
We have to hope that these are some ruffians.
Remaining final 2.
What?
Fake vents.
It's a good, it's tough. That's quite tough. I'm quite happy with that.
It does feel similar to the carbon thing.
Yeah.
But it is, I have never felt the need to do it.
Vents are, you are choosing. There's no innocence in that.
Yeah.
There are. I want to make this look bad.
I'm making a judgment.
Yeah.
I am making the judge. I'm seeing that. Do you know what? Sometimes maybe it's a Ford thing or a Vauxhall thing where you actually cut it into the bonnet and you aren't doing it for function. You're doing it because everyone else is doing it and because you think it looks cool. But if you have just stuck it on.
Yeah, full stick on. It's tough.
In interests of, I think this is possibly exactly how the last list went, is that we left 1 till very last.
Tough.
Perhaps on the next one, we'll just pick 1 first.
No, straight away, whatever it is. So are we locking in at 2?
I think,
you know, it's we can only find out.
Oh, we put that one at 1.
All right, let's do it.
And we live with regret.
Let's let the game.
Fake vents, the number one worst modification you could ever make to your
And do you know what? If someone said that to me, I'd go, yeah, potentially.
No, that's fair.
That could be potentially bad.
That means the final one that you didn't know about.
What is it?
Wind deflectors.
Now, you know what? Now, here's the thing. I think this has played out perfectly. Because for me, it could be 1. But realistically, most people, actually, the majority of people quite like them for some reason. You've had wind deflectors.
I have.
So I think it's perfect that this fits at 2. It's not the worst, but in our company, it's bad.
Less offensive than a fake vent.
Yeah, much less
offensive.
Still
making some judgment, but I'll go, do you know what? I've been there.
I hate them with just such all my heart and soul.
I think people's argument is that, and I can kind of get it from using them, that you can have the window open when it's ever so slightly raining.
Yeah.
But you can do that anyway.
Here's something for you. Don't do that. Have your window closed when it's raining. Yeah. Have your heating system in your car work so that you do not need your window open when it is raining. Do you in your house open your windows when it's raining? Do you just open the lid to your bin so it just gets wet in there? What are you doing? Don't do that. Stop doing that. And it looks shit.
So your final list is this.
Yeah.
Number 13, painted brake drums.
Fair.
Number 12, sticker slogans.
Mm.
Number 11, Lowe's with no wheels. 10, fake carbon fiber. 9, chameleon tint. 8, stretch tires. 7, F1 rain light. 6, tinted lights. 5, wheels, no Lowe's. 4, quilted mats. 3, big stance camber. And 2, wind deflectors. And finally, 1, fake vents.
I've done well. I think wheels without Lowe's and Lowe's without wheels could probably be closer together.
Yeah.
I think they're a little bit too far either end of the spectrum. But I'm pretty happy with that.
I'm pretty proud of you guys.
It was better than the last one.
Yes.
That was more well thought out.
Because we had to do it.
We've done quite well.
Yeah, me and Ben.
There will inevitably be mods that we've missed out.
Sure.
Mainly because Ben came up with that list. But I will say, Ben, good list.
Thanks.
Yeah, good stuff,
list.
Ben.
And it's really lovely to know that you came up with that completely on your own.
Yeah. Despite asking us 15 times if we could please tell you which ones.
Anyway, so what's the week, is it?
Let's end with a want of the week. Will, what's yours?
What's my want? There's one. Yeah, everyone knows what that one is. We don't need to talk about
what
that.
What is it?
It's the Murciélago.
Yeah,
that's how you say it.
Murciélago.
That is how you say it.
But other than that, which is obviously always
159's in there.
Yeah, okay.
But do you know what? A 159 with a twist. A 159 that doesn't exist. I want the 159 that should have always been.
She's a V6 or a
V8? With a V8.
Yeah, V8 would be cool.
A 159 with a Maserati V8 would really tickle my pickle. It really would be stupendous.
DCT?
I'd happy to have a gated manual. Would be stupendous. Nice.
What if we were to cut the floor pan of a Quattroporte or a Gran Turismo might be closer and then put the body of a 159 over it? he choked
thinking about that.
We need to have a Gran Turismo though, and a Quattroporte.
We don't have that.
And a 159 as well.
We don't have that.
We don't have one of those. Any of those, do we?
No, no.
But, 159. But also, still lingering in the background, but because I'm still in car limbo at the moment, is Mark 1 RS's.
Lovely.
And any other form of Ford.
I haven't told you this morning when I was on the way into the unit. I was following don't know what the blue is. A blue.
Imperial blue.
The darker blue.
Yep.
Focus RS, but a Mark II.
I
was like, I was driving in and I was like, that's Will. Will's bought a new daily. And then the guy was going so slow, I thought, that's not Will.
he was doing 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, he's doing 70 and a 60. I thought that's way too low. So, I thought that was you. I thought you just bought yourself a new daily. So.
But no, a Ford of some variety, still the little, like an Escort or something. And also a car would be lovely.
just anything really at this point would be good.
And also perhaps him.
Well, he was.
I mean, again, he exists always. I can't ever.
One day it'll be here, maybe.
One day. Ben? Well.
Oh, Ben's bought a Murciélago.
I've bought a Murciélago. No, I had a very enlightening experience at Supercar Driver last week. I chatted to Edwin, and I have decided something.
Yes, I think we did talk about this last episode.
No, we didn't. We were going to come back to it. We didn't come back to it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I told you we were getting too off topic.
Retention, isn't it?
Yeah. So retention for a week.
One
coming
week.
Next week. My dream car has changed.
Okay, so it's no longer.
Don't change. Understand.
Not changed. Not changed. Not changed.
It doesn't.
Change.
It doesn't work like that.
It's.
This is the dream car of a man who doesn't dream.
It's been. It's true. It's been confirmed.
Okay,
I've decided.
Who confirmed it? Is it like a
me and
like
Edwin
a third
had actually
source?
A very helpful conversation. I've been thinking about. I've been telling a lot of people, so now it is. I have actually
random people in the
so
street.
What conversation did we have?
I said can to you
because you pitched it better than I did.
I said, wait, hold on, I might need to think about this.
We were discussing. Edwin said to me, basically, my dream car, my car, would be a manual.
Oh, that's it. I remembered it.
Aston Martin V12 Vantage.
Yeah, and I said to Ben, you buy your Aston Martin V12, you get the money for it, you get it together, but you realise at this point in your life. That's it. You've now got other commitments. You're probably going to be buying a house. You've got kids, all that sort of stuff. You know, the billions have gone. They've been taken by the government and by you, Les Cameras. Obviously.
No, not happening.
So the V12 Vantage is the last big car you're ever going to buy.
Which would be good.
Not to be ungrateful, but that would be what you would end on.
Yes.
Would there be a part of you that was disappointed that you didn't make it onto an event at all?
Yes.
And you were upset?
I was upset. I thought about it and it hit me when you said that.
I then said... Now you've got an Aventador. It's the final big purchase you ever make. Could you die knowing that that was the last big car you had?
Absolutely.
And there it is.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Because the V12 Vantage comes in with the thing I want to do with the tunnel, and I want to wear a suit. I don't know why. I just
always
want to do
the suit.
That.
Always
the suit would be cool.
But when you see one, when you see a V12 Vantage, does it make you?
It does.
Does it make you feel like a very small boy?
No, it makes me feel excited.
Okay,
but
in a grown up way.
Yes.
Makes you go, bloody hell, that's an Aston Martin, isn't it?
Oh, lovely car.
Frightful amount of road tax on that.
I'd certainly buy one of those if I had the money. But the end store makes me feel like a giggly little guy again.
There it is.
And I thought, and at that moment, I was like, you know what? That is the guy. And it was the first car I ever liked.
Yeah.
It's the car that I will always stare at. There was one at Food and Fuel last year.
Mm.
And I just couldn't stop looking at it.
Shout out Tom. Shout out Horsepower Hunters. Yeah.
And so I've decided that's my want of the life.
I heard.
Is an Aston.
Can I get an age, please?
30.
Just
eventually
in general.
By 30.
No. Come on.
They'll be on the depreciation curve, possibly. Or
I
maybe
think
not.
By 35, I'd like one.
35.
That's
your
11
goal.
Years.
The big A door's going up on
big
Ben's
A,
driveway.
And it's going to be, there are two specs.
Well, this was the I think the way that you know that it's real is that I said to Ben, what if it was a normal Aventador, would you care if it was not an SV? And he went, no. I said, what if it was an SV and it wasn't an SVJ? And he went, I don't care.
I would like an SVJ.
Of course.
But actually, an LP700, the early boys, or a white one.
A white one? Like a Roadster?
That is not what I was expecting.
A white one with roadster wheels.
Yep,
I saw one with silver. Very subtle yellow calipers.
I've seen that.
I thought, that is great. Or I would actually like, if it was a Roadster, you know the launch spec?
The
which
Roadster,
isn't very Lamborghini. It's
like
a little,
baby blue metallic with the
blue.
Beigey cream interior.
Which isn't very Lamborghini. It's not very loud, but I like
But it is very Lamborghini? Oh, okay. It's very Lamborghini Roadster.
So there's your, that's early Aventador with
that's
early
got,
wheels.
But that's got the normal
I will
wheels.
Say, I know that the SV, the SVJ, they're going to be worth more money. They're more special, they're faster, they're more power. But I actually think the shape without wing, that Aventador silhouette as it sits, like, look at that.
That's
when you add a wing to it, I think it interrupts.
Agreed.
That shape is wow.
It is very nice. You know what? And I was not always a Lamborghini man. Well, I was never a Lamborghini man other than the Murcielago. The Murcielago for me was the one exception to me. But I remember when the Aventador came out, I had a wallpaper of a Viola Ophelia Aventador for a long time. Early one, just a 700. And the shape of it is unmatched. I think they will be worth one day a lot of money because Murcielago is special to quite a small demographic of people, and they're now quite influencer to be like, oh, I love Murcielago. But everyone loves an Aventador.
But this is
everyone.
The last non-hybrid V12. Obviously, it's not manual, which is why the Murcielago is special. But these, because it is non-hybrid, it's like the last real kind of big V12 Lamborghini
it's
in terms
just
of
there.
There are older ones that I think are better, but
sorry, this was
you've purchased the house.
I can't. Well, it's a 200 pixel thing, but look at that.
That is cool.
That's such a good color.
Must remember, do not forget.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
However you remember, you'll need photo ID to vote in the elections in England on the 7th of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID today. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter ID.
So I've sent you on, I'll go on the Cream Podcast chat on Slack. There's a real life, I saw the other day, I liked it. Of, I don't know who made it, sorry, I can't give you a credit.
Just Steve.
I took a screenshot of it, which I've just sent to you, which that is, if I had a normal one, it's this spec. If I had a Roadster, it's the spec you just saw. And if you're listening, imagine an Aventador in two different colors.
That is quite special.
Those wheels change the game.
Yeah,
they really do.
Also, I'm not a big fan of colored calipers, but yellow calipers on that's big for me.
You are on that UAE spec.
Yeah.
You're on the Dubai spec.
I don't care. That's fantastic.
You need, to get a white Aventador, unfortunately, what comes with it is a red interior.
Yeah.
And that's happening. You don't get a choice in that matter.
It's coming with tints all round.
I might have a Roadster in that in the silvery blue with the tan interior.
So Roadster, it's one of the few times I will accept. It's not really a convertible, to be fair, but something where the roof comes off.
We did
I will
say,
accept it.
We agreed it's a Targa, is what it is. It's a little thin section of roof that comes off between your front windscreen and your rear.
And do you know what? It's not for feeling the wind in your hair.
What's
it's,
that?
It's for the noise.
Yeah, it's for the yeah.
It's for the sounds.
That with big now, but you are also you want the high pitch, the Gintani spec.
But it can be done. So I like
it can be done.
I like the. I was doing
it can be done
for me. Possible.
I was doing research the other night.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to find out
what, for your event at all.
You know, every SVJ has the flames, and we're not talking like a pop and a bang. We're talking it's like the, it spits a fireball for 3 seconds. I found out what that is. I can't remember the name of it, but I did find it. I've saved it on my phone.
You know
in
what?
Case.
This is why you come to the Cream podcast, because we might have information. Because
Ben will say, I've done some research.
And what that was is, it's beyond me.
But there's many ways you can do it, but there is like one kit that everyone has, which is the one you always see on Instagram with them flying past.
Yes.
And I can't remember the name of it now, which is great.
What, Gintani?
No, it's not Gintani. It's a different brand.
Oh, okay.
But it's something to do with, it gets rid of like the valve. So it has...
Valvetronic. Flow.
No. Because they have valves from factory, but part of it, the reason that it flames so easily is because when you put like a Gintani on it, effectively, when you go in course mode in the track mode, it opens the valves like all the time. So when you put these exhausts on, they delete the valves, and then you are basically in normal driving mode, but it always has coarser exhaust.
Big flame McGee.
You get beat a lot of heat in there. So I can't remember what the kit is called, but it's like 20 grand.
So you've got that on order.
Got on order, ready for the...
I don't understand the values of exhausts on supercars.
It's funny.
It's like, maybe they are slightly more advanced because there's more to get round, but it's always less pipe.
Yeah, there's less pipe.
But it's always like, we were at unnamed place recently and they're talking about, I think it was F50 exhaust.
An F50 exhaust.
It's like, yeah, no, an F50 exhaust, like a standard one, you're talking in excess of 50,000 pounds.
He said this guy managed to nab this tubey exhaust for, it was either $17,000 or $27,000. Yeah. And he was like, it's an amazing deal he got on that. Like, that's crazy. Oh,
sorry, why are we not just cutting back boxes out of things?
I can't remember what the name of the brand is, but the one that I found, when they have on the website just a photo of the whole exhaust, it's like 3 feet of just pipe.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, like, a relatively...
Rich could do it.
That's what I mean. I'm like, should he just take it to your
drop,
little shop?
Drop the Aventador off at Rich.
It's an interesting video.
Yeah,
see if you can recreate it.
We just need someone Aventador who's willing to let it be chopped up.
Also, SVJ exhaust is higher. Slightly. So
yeah,
I'm assuming
not at the bottom.
Possibly it's slightly shorter. I don't know.
Possibly.
It's a bit like how 600 LTs, they literally have, the amount of pipe they have is very small. Well,
same.
Like massive, really. But
I haven't seen, it's the ones that spit, you can get flames from an Aventador quite easily. Like,
yeah.
It spits a flame. But I'm talking like it spits a three second long, almost flame kit spec thing.
I like the flames where it's not like a liftoff flame. It's when you're on the throttle.
Yeah,
where it does Need for Speed nitrous spec flame.
Which you can get from...
Which McLarens do as well. And it's just, again, people will say that you're childish, but if a car shoots flame organically, if and it doesn't have a spark plug in it or something, I'm about it. I'm hearing it. I like what you're doing. I love your work.
If you can get... so it's the SVJ and the Aventador Ultimate, whatever it is, the final one. Both have that mid-mounted exhaust on the rear, and only those ones will do the big flames. But the rest you can get a flame from quite easily.
Yeah.
But the one you're talking about where you just accelerate and it goes, you can get from a normal Aventador.
Because just normal Aventador going hard. There is I have a video of one doing the classic.
Why is that cool?
Flames.
Yeah, why is that just to...
I find it funny because imagine like a regular person seeing that come past you. You'd think that
the video
ending,
you showed me the other day, which was literally a 97-foot flame coming out of the back of the Aventador. If you were Doris going down the road, you would have heart failure.
It's a dude. People have probably seen it because it's like, it's got millions of views, but it's a guy who pulls up in a tunnel alongside and lifts off throttle at the same time, and it just goes... And then just stops. We were saying, imagine... Just being on your way to work and seeing that, mental.
I mean, it's like a badge of honor. Anyone who's had a car that can shoot a flame, you then reach a new level.
Yeah, it does.
In your own life, where you go, I have had a car or now own a car that can shoot a flame, basically on demand. And I figured out how to do it.
And it doesn't matter how shit the car is.
Yeah.
If it spits flames, you're cooler than the person that doesn't spit flames. This is the classic video, which is Hogg with the early car, just doing ultimate. Like, that's fighter jet.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
That's going to outer space.
A car accelerating with blue flames firing out the exhaust. Why is that? There has to be some sort of psychological reason why that's cool to everyone.
Only thing with an Aventador, it's not related to the exhaust, is it doesn't have that, it doesn't have the wing thing.
The bat wings.
The vents. They have it, but they don't,
little triangles.
I think they missed out on that.
Yeah.
Because that was an unbelievable design thing on the Murcielago. And then on the Aventador, it was like, here's a couple of flaps. Couple of flaps that you won't really notice as much, whereas the Murcielago, it was like when they're up, we out here.
I'm angry.
We out here.
Will knows about this, but my want of the week might be happening.
Ooh,
what is it, Ben? What's my want of the week? It's always happening.
Is it a Ferrari?
No. No, not that.
About to poo my pants.
No. What's the other one of the week? The one that he's come and gone, but he's always there.
He's from England.
He's an English, which is rough because I've already bought a TVR, which means two English cars is not a good way to...
I'm always looking at you going...
Don't want to turn like? Into... Ben, come on now. What's the car that suits me more than any other car on earth? Ben's going, Volkswagen going, Beetle. Oh, wow.
What car is it?
Ben, you know this.
What car? English?
Yeah.
Oh, a Range Rover Classic. Yeah. Is it happening?
A perfect spec one has come up for sale just a few minutes away from my mate Will at Vestige Customs, who is a Land Rover and Range Rover specialist. He is going tomorrow morning to have a look at it. So we will find out. It's probably going to be a rule next week if it's not happening.
You didn't tell me this.
No, I did. It happened on the weekend.
Wow.
So he's going to go have a look at it tomorrow
boys.
For me.
That's
and
exciting.
If it's good,
we can't trust Edwin anymore.
No, I'm doing all sorts of sneaky stuff.
He's going to come in next week.
But
and go,
it is.
I love a Denza.
I go. I'm the name's Klinkenberg. Edwin Klinkenberg. It is a black hard dash, so not the soft dash, on factory air suspension, which is quite rare, and quite sought after.
Tough.
No. That it's pretty simple that system.
Okay.
And black interior with a bit of a project. So I'm so excited. That's my one.
You're on a will I get to work challenge.
I'm too enamored by the TVR to want anything else at the moment. So that's the only thing. Other thing I was thinking of. Woke up Saturday morning, bang, Facebook Marketplace, first scroll of the morning. Screel! And there it was. So
wow, exciting.
I think we're getting a little bit delirious. We're going to choose this moment to wrap up. Ben's scared because the camera's going to turn off. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Cream Podcast. We will see you next week. With updates galore.
Oh, yes.
Cream Aventador.
Ben's buying an Aventador.
Event.
That's right.
Adore.